As I was preparing to talk with my guest today, I realized the last time I spoke with her was back in October of 2024, which is quite a long time. And at that time, the Community Health and Wellness Organization was opening a new facility in North Canaan. And so we had spoken about that opening, and since that we didn't talk again, so it's time to go back and see what's going on. With us today is Joanne Bourdois, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Community Health and Wellness, which has facilities in Torrington, Winston, and North Canaan. Welcome to Robinhood Radio again.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
I think maybe the best thing to start off with is just a general overview of what community health and wellness does.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So, Community Health and Wellness is a federally qualified health center. Some folks may have heard the acronym FQHC. There are 17 of us in the state of Connecticut. And so, as a federally qualified health center, our models of care and delivery of that care are really very much focused on a couple of important things. One, where we establish ourselves in areas that might be underserved or serving vulnerable populations. In many of those communities, we become the safety net provider, in particular for us serving the Northwest corner, where we are also a rural geography. We become critical to access to care. And then, second to that, is delivering that care in a comprehensive manner so that when folks come through our doors, anything that they might need is really under one roof. So, we provide primary care that encompasses things like women's health, pediatrics, diabetes prevention, nutrition, chiropractic care. We also provide wraparound services such as health education and behavior management in an integrated fashion with our behavioral health department so that we can address conditions that exist for folks in a holistic manner. We know that many folks have conditions that are coexisting, so both mental health and primary care issues, and we really can't treat one in isolation without addressing the other. So, in addition to primary care, we also have behavioral health. We do individual therapy, group sessions there. And we also have, I am happy to say, since we last talked, our dental services are back up and running in Torrington. And we are so happy to have been able to do that. Soon to move some of those services to our Winston location as well. We have an on-site laboratory and an on-site pharmacy in our Torrington location. And again, going with the concept that when you come through our doors, you can have every service that you need, including picking up your prescriptions and having your labs drawn before you go. In addition to those on-site services, we are now, since we last talked, up to 11 school-based health centers. Four of those in Region 1 and seven in the Torrington School District, where in those health centers we provide both primary care and behavioral health.
So you've been continuing to expand your services and the places where you offer them, actually, because I'm surprised you have so many more in the school systems. That's a great program. Tell us a bit about the school program.
Sure. So I think, school programs are really important. Again, giving that some additional credence when you are trying to run those programs in a rural geography. There is so much value to having APRNs and practitioners in the schools on site, meeting the needs where the kids are, so that you don't have to have a parent who really needs to work and has, a hard time getting out of school when they get that call from the nurse saying your child really needs to go be seen by their pediatrician. So we have set up our school centers to address the highest needs. I will say that unfortunately, most of that is seen in the mental health, behavioral health part of what we do in the schools, and that really ranges across elementary all the way up into the high school level. And secondly, primary care for the convenience of being able to work with the children, work with the nurse in the school to avoid having the kids miss school time, and having to have parents leave work to address whatever the issues may be. Because we have advanced practice clinicians, their nurse can now refer them directly to us. Most of the time, we are located in proximity to the school nurse, so we work very collaboratively with the nurses, and we do our best to try and avoid situations where the child misses classroom time and where the parents need to leave work to address issues. We also work very closely with their established pediatricians so that we keep in communication with, for example, why they were seen in the school-based health clinic and perhaps what needs to be done for follow-up care. So those programs have proven extremely valuable for all of the good reasons of, again, bringing care to where the kids are.
Yeah, that sounds great in that you take both the parent and the kid in, and missing work is an important thing when it comes to this, and the same with missing school. So it's a great service that's offered in doing that. If you're not part of, excuse me, if you're not part of the community health and wellness in that you haven't been there before, how would you go about making your first visit?
So, we have three sites, and each location has a number that you can call, which I'm happy to give you when you would like me to do that. But you can also go on to our communityhealthandwellness.org, our website, where there is links there that you can request to become a patient with us, as well as job searches and the place where lots of updates and information is also shared. You would just need to either call or online go there, and one of our folks would be happy to help you establish care at any one of our locations that is most convenient to the folks who are calling.
Yes, and online that is chwctorr.org. A lot of letters there.
Yes, that's correct. But to
But
the shortcut is just say community health and wellness and it'll Google you right to our
oh, there you go.
website. But
That's
yes,
right.
that is a long address. Yes.
Yeah, our good friend Google is very helpful, and now
Yeah.
that he has an AI by his side, how can you fail? Now, as far as the services, you mentioned a little earlier about what you offer in the various locations. Could we just get a quick summary of what the difference is between Torrington, Winston, and North Canaan?
Sure. So we'll start with our newest location, North Canaan. We could not put a pharmacy and a lab there. So those are the two biggest differences of what we do in Torrington and Winsted. However, our pharmacy on site here in Torrington is able to assist patients if they choose to use it with delivery and also filling prescriptions. We have a relationship with the Walgreens in town to supplement that service. And we've also hired a phlebotomist who works Monday through Friday in Canaan to help supplement the fact that we don't have an actual lab on site. So she will draw whatever blood work is required, and that blood work gets picked up by lab service at the end of the day. So that helps to bridge those gaps. We do not have dental services in the Canaan location simply because our footprint there did not allow for the space. So that is the other big difference. All of our wraparound services, our primary care and mental health services exist in Canaan, except for those few things I mentioned. Winsted and Torrington really mirror one another, with the exception of a pharmacy on site in Winsted. Again, our Genoa pharmacy in Torrington can accommodate prescription fills for both Canaan and Winsted if patients choose to use that pharmacy.
If you have a service that's not available at North Canaan, do you refer people into the other two places when that happens?
We do. So, for example, if folks are interested in dental service and they happen to be seeing one of our providers in our Canaan practice, we would help them arrange to get dental services in Winsted, which is the closest location to our Canaan facility. Our chiropractor actually shares time between Torrington and Canaan. And so any other thing that we don't have on site there Monday through Friday, we are able to refer patients to either Torrington or Winsted if needed.
My last question to you is how does financing occur here? Because healthcare is usually quite expensive, and you have insurance, you have people that don't have insurance. It's a complex maze. So how does the financial side of this work when you become a patient with community health and wellness?
Right. So good question. The first thing that happens if a patient happens to establish care with us and they have no insurance is that we have them meet with one of our insurance enrollment specialists to determine whether or not they really can be eligible for insurance. Sometimes folks just don't know where to start because it is a very complicated system to navigate. So we sit with them and we look at all of the eligibility requirements and all of the options in terms of what type of insurance they might qualify for. Sometimes that's commercial on the exchange, and sometimes that is Medicaid. Certainly, Medicare is also a consideration. Once we've established that they, for example, can't qualify for insurance for whatever the reason be, we will evaluate their family income in order to place them on a sliding scale so that every time they come in, they can afford their care. So we basically don't turn anyone away, regardless of insurance status. So you can come in if you are uninsured, you can come in if you have Medicaid, Medicare, or commercial. And if you have no ability to afford your care, we will provide you assistance either through our financial assistance programs or, as I said, put you on a slide that you might qualify for so that each time you come in for care, you are able to afford what would be likened to, for example, a copay. So that's really important to know about us as an FQHC is that we don't turn anyone away and we can find many ways to help people afford their care. In terms of, wraparound services and things that people also ask for help with, such as dealing with some of the social determinants, no transportation, I can't get to my appointment. We have patient funds and grants that are often set aside to assist patients to, for example, get a transportation voucher through one of transportation services that we use so that they can not only get to their primary care or behavioral health or dental appointments with us, but should we need to refer them to a specialist, most times that is at least a 30-minute commute and distance travel, we also help them get to their specialty appointments because that becomes very important to their continuum of care. So there are many ways we can help folks afford their care. I think the one big concern that we all are very aware of and that is coming, it will be in effect in January, is the big cuts, that are threatening the Medicaid program. Not only for patients who are beneficiaries of Medicaid and the potential for them to lose that coverage, but also financial impact on providers who do see Medicaid patients and rely on that reimbursement, to maintain programs, expand programs, and do things for our patients.
Well, and I think we cross those bridges as we come to them. And also, too, while we're talking about that thing, as a nonprofit, you can donate to the community health and wellness, just as you could to this radio station as a nonprofit telling you about these things. So, so many times when we do have cuts or changes in the system, people come to the front and help take care of things. And so that's one of the great things in this country is that we all tend to get together when we need to and rise up to support the things that are important to everyone. So I think, again, we deal with those things as we come along, and we'll always find an answer. We've been talking with the CEO of the Community Health and Wellness, Joanne Bourdois. They are located in Torrington, Winston, and North Canaan. Their web address is chwctorr.org, or as Joanne noted, just type in Google Community Health and Wellness. We thank you for your time, and we thank you for the services that your organization offers to this northwest corner of Connecticut.
Thank you, Michael. It's been a pleasure.